is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the Obsidian and Dragonstone. Praise Aria, winter is over. In unconventional vacation news, tiny houses are all the rage. But what about potato houses? Is your life a giant dud? Spend the night in this giant spud. This 28 by 12 potato, appropriately named the Big Idaho Potato Hotel, is your opportunity to get off the grid and go underground for a spell. You know, get back to your roots. Put your hands in the dirt and get in touch with Mother Earth again. That's right. The Idaho Potato Commission built an apartment inside a giant potato. Located on 400 acres of farmland in, you guessed it, Idaho. Boise, to be exact, and you can stay inside for just $200 a night. Make that a blockbuster Idaho loaded potato hotel, and I'm there. In entertainment news, Siamese cats to be dropped from Lady and the Tramp remake. This is filmmaking by Fiat. Disney announced it will drop the Siamese cat characters from its forthcoming remake of Lady and the Tramp and revamp their infamous song, the Siamese Cat Song. Come on, Iger! According to Variety, Janelle Monáe has been commissioned to produce two songs for the film's soundtrack as well as take a voice role. The hotsy-totsy Monáe has been asked to reinvent the Siamese cat song, long notorious for its depiction of Asian characters as duplicitous and vicious. Variety also reports that the characters are no longer Siamese cats. Say what? What kind of kitty cat could possibly replace Si and Am? They are Siamese, if you please. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Puss in Boots brings you new green cans.
Puss in Boots brings you new green cans.
Puss in Boots brings you new green cans.
New green cans.
New green cans.
New green cans.
That you pick by number.
Green cans.
New green cans.
New green cans.
That you pick by number.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Cans the best cat food.
Yeah.
In the whole doggone world.
Everyone is lovely cat world.
New green cans.
Welcome back, folks. And to be continued, in Hollywood, the man who played our beloved walking carpet is dead. Last week, we mourned the loss of Peter Mayhew, who won a furry place in our hearts for his role as Chewbacca in Star Wars. Always irreplaceable, unforgettable, he'll be howling in our force-crazed hearts forever. Yet, the galaxy must go on. Disney has announced the dates for three new Star Wars epics, and Raj was shocked, just flabbergasted, to read his replacement. According to an article in The Onion, Meryl Streep will take on the role of Chewbacca. This woman is a force to be reckoned with.
Raj, The Onion is all fake news.
Well, that's horse feathers. All right, well, anyway, hold your horses, Hollywood isn't bumping gums. 1.2 million people are learning to live, breathe, and speak fluid fantasy. I don't know doodly squat about dragons or Daenerys, but I do know a stunning reveal when I see one. Turns out the Dragon Queen Daenerys of the House Targaryen, the first of her name, the Unburnt, Queen of the Andals, the Ranya of the First Men, Queen of Meereen, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Protector of the Realm, Lady Regent of the Seven Kingdoms, Breaker of Chains, and Mother of Dragons, is fluent in Valyrian. CNN reveals it may look like gibberish, but the language known across the many war-torn territories of the Game of Thrones is a real language. Created by linguist David J. Peterson, who has created 50-some-odd fictional languages for movies and TV shows, he conjured up Valyrian as a real language from the ground up, complete with phonology and forms. Scorio nu halsi dris u salesi. Where are my dragons? What would the world be without Bigsby's Beat of the Week? I gotta tell ya, my Uncle Merle was a valiant vaudeville performer, a regular Swiss Army knife of the smoking stage. And his favorites, well, they're my favorites. Big names, big bands, and tracks from the Duke, at the Waters, Adelaide Hall, all tops with Rod. Why, there's nothing like a track from Mitch Williams, Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, to brighten up an overcast spring day in Dogtown. Pass the pepper. I just can't get enough of these good gabbers, like Jubilee Stomp from Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Heaven's in here. I'm hep. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.